Hi, it's Jules here, and in this video we're going to look at Module 3 for Master Your Meal Plan, which is Maximizing Flexibility. So here's what you'll discover in this video. First, we'll look at 5 tips for adapting to changes in your schedule, something that happens to all of us. Then we'll look at 13 ways to get the maximum support from your pantry, fridge, and freezer, because those are 2 key parts to your pantry as well. And we'll look at the chef's secret to maximizing flexibility. And then finally, we'll look at ways to make sure you're getting enough variety in your diet. So 5 tips for adapting to changes in your schedule. They say there are only 2 certainties in life, death and taxes. But I would argue in the modern world, we should include a third, which is change. Whether you're someone who thrives on change or a self-professed change phobic, we need to face the fact that there will be changes to our schedule. This means we can set ourselves up for success so that when plans change, we're able to adapt with a minimum of effort and minimum of stress. So here are 5 tips for adapting. So tip number 1, anticipate the change. So take it as a given that there will be change, then try and gauge how much volatility you need to accommodate on a regular basis. Over time, you'll notice patterns that will help you plan for the most common disruptions. For example, in our house, there are 2 things that commonly happen at the last minute. The most common is my Irishman having to travel at the last minute and he is way away for 1 or 2 nights during the week. The next most common occurrence is having last minute guests for dinner. So tip number 2 is build a backup plan for the most common changes. So once you know your most common occurrences, you can think about backup plans that will allow you to adapt. This doesn't need to be specific, just a general idea of what you'll do when it happens. Back to my example. So given my Irishman often needs to travel, I make sure that at least 1 or 2 of my protein types each week have a long shelf life. So if he goes away, we can leave them for the next week. So I either have a couple of steaks in the freezer, some cryovac meat in the fridge, or I plan to use dried lentils or an unopened package of like halloumi or tofu. And I do the same thing with vegetables. Some vegetables I buy a short shelf life, like bags of baby spinach and salad leaves. But I also make sure that there are others with a long shelf life, like carrots, cabbage, and celery. So if we don't need them, they'll last to the following week. In the case of unexpected visitors, I usually get at least 24 hours notice, so I know there'll be enough time for someone to drop by the supermarket or go to the butcher to get whatever we need, so it usually works out fine. So tip number 3, don't choose all perishable or short shelf life food. So I touched on this earlier in the tip before, but by including some produce which will last longer than a week, like cabbage, cauliflower, zucchini, cucumbers, carrot, celery, broccoli, etc. It maximizes your flexibility because it doesn't matter if you leave them for the next week. Same goes for protein. So look out for meat that's been packed into cryovac bags, tofu, halloumi, or frozen protein sources as well. Your freezer can be a really helpful thing here. Canned and dried legumes and lentils also add a comfortable margin of safety. And you know, I should include eggs there as well because they generally keep for more than a week. Then tip number 4, when unexpected changes do happen, perform a little home food preservation. So when your plans change, have a quick look in the fridge to see if there's anything that's going to go bad before you'll get a chance to eat it. It only takes a few minutes, but it can make a massive difference to your waste levels. We'll cover the options for home preservation in much more detail next week, but for now, think about whether you can freeze the ingredient for later or whether partially cooking it will help prolong its life. That can make a big difference to waste. And tip number 5, have some fun with it. So sometimes the best cooking discoveries happen when you're under pressure. So changes and having to adapt isn't necessarily a bad thing. So moving on. So 13 ways to get the maximum support from your pantry, fridge, and freezer. So without some sort of pantry backup, the 2-minute planning system would struggle to live up to its name. The thing is that having some sort of pantry doesn't need to be difficult or scary or require superhuman organization. So here are 13 ways to get the maximum support. So one, automate your shopping list. So a pantry is only as helpful as the ingredients it stocks. By developing the habit of having an ongoing list for pantry and other household items, you'll find that you automatically replenish pantry stock on a regular basis. Way number two, organize your pantry into groups of similar items. So now I'm not suggesting that you go and alphabetize your spices like one of my friend's mothers does, but having some sort of structure or order to your pantry can make a massive difference. So if like items are grouped together, it can save you time trying to find out what you need. So you'll also be able to tell at a glance which types of items are getting low. So I keep my vinegars together, I keep my oils together, I keep my canned goods together, I keep my baking stuff together, so I can kind of visually see in my pantry when I'm getting low on certain items, and it really makes a big difference. It also makes it feel like it's a bit more organized too. So tip number three, avoid the trap of deep shelves. So there's a saying of out of sight, out of mind for a reason. If you're ever lucky enough to be designing a pantry, make sure your shelves aren't too deep so that you have maximum visibility. But if a complete pantry redesign isn't possible right now, which for most of us probably is the case, consider investing in a few boxes so you can easily slide them out and have full view of all the contents, because we really need to see what's in there to be able to use it. Then way number four, develop the habit of actually looking in your pantry on a regular basis. So you know when you're deciding what to wear and it feels like you have absolutely nothing suitable, and then you go and look in your wardrobe and find heaps of things you've forgotten about. Well, it's the same with food and pantries. So don't rely on your memory. Use your eyes and you'll find that the possibilities open up. And the same goes for your fridge and your freezer as well. I can't tell you how many times I've thought to myself, gosh, I've got no idea. I'm probably not going to be able to find anything to make for dinner tonight. Open the fridge and there's been three or four different options staring me in the face. That's a huge one. Tip number five, when shopping, choose some long shelf life vegetables. So I keep banging on about this, but it's important. So, and it can really make a difference. So I've had celery and cabbages which have lasted up to a month in the fridge. So make sure some of your veg will last to the next week or longer. It takes the pressure off getting the amount of food you buy exactly right. And then way number six, develop the habit of actually looking in your fridge and freezer on a regular basis. So I touched on this earlier, but there can be a whole world of options in both these locations, but you need to know about them to take advantage of them. So I'm guilty of only opening the freezer when I want to get something out, and I'm always surprised what's in there. So really challenge yourself to just take the couple of seconds it takes to open the door and have a look. Tip number seven, explore the options for stocking your fridge pantry. So don't fall into the trap of thinking your pantry is only about the store cupboard ingredients stored at room temperature. The marvel of modern refrigeration means it makes pantry staples out of many different foods. So think cheese, feta, especially halloumi, that's a great one, tofu, yogurt, other dairy products, eggs, smoked fish, salami, and other cured meats. So when you're shopping, just have a look, and if the use by date's not for a couple of months, then you can kind of start to think about that item as a pantry item to just have on hand. The number eight, find a butcher who will cryovac for you. So meat will keep for up to a month in the fridge, ready to use when vacuum packed or cryovac'd. I've recently started buying our meat direct from a farmer, and he packs everything up in cryovac. So some goes into the freezer, but much of it just sits in the fridge until needed. And it's amazing how well it keeps. And it just gives a lot more flexibility because you don't have to worry about defrosting meat before you cook, so you can kind of just come home and cook. Number nine, rotate produce in your fridge on a regular basis. So let's face it, things can easily hide in the back of the fridge and get forgotten. I have a large and a small drawer space in my veggie section of my fridge. So since I adopted the policy of each week I transfer all the older veg to the small drawer before I put them in new purchases away, and remembering to look in the smaller drawer first, it made a massive difference to the amount of veg I throw away. So just having some sort of simple system like that can really help. 10, freeze in small, easily accessible packages. So we'll cover freezing and defrosting in greater detail soon. But for now, remember, Taking the time to divide food into small packs before freezing makes it much quicker and easier to defrost as you need. Tip number 11, explore the world of frozen veg and fruit. So frozen produce can be just as good, and in the case of frozen peas, even better than fresh produce from the supermarket. Think about frozen peas. Think beyond frozen peas and berries, though. You can get frozen soybeans, which are also called edamame, broad beans, frozen mango, frozen spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, and all can be wonderful from the freezer. So it's a whole extra dimension there. Number 12, have a spring clean from time to time. So a clean pantry can be a thing of joy. It's also helpful to identify what you aren't using so that you remember to stop buying it. Or it may inspire you to cook something you haven't cooked in a long time. And if you make sure you download the fun sheet this week, because we've got a bit of some tips there for how to go about having a pantry spring clean. And then finally, number 13, have a use up the pantry project every now and again. So if you're feeling a little broke, or you know you're going to be away on holidays for a while or for work, it can be fun and economical to try eating from the pantry just, you know, for a week or so, just to have a little clear out and make space and make sure that you're rotating things. So that's up for pantry things. Now I'll move on to my mysterious chef secret, which will help maximize flexibility. So have you ever eaten in a restaurant with an exposed kitchen so you could watch the chefs at work, and ever noticed all the little containers and bottles of sauces they have in their workstations? Well, you've actually seen a thing called mise en place in action. So what exactly is mise en place? So mise en place is a French term that I roughly translate into as put in place. So in cooking, it's used to describe the practice of chefs preparing food up to a point where it is ready to be used in a dish during food service. Pardon me, it may be as simple as washing and picking herbs into individual leaves or chopping vegetables, or it might be more complicated, like caramelizing onions or slow cooking meat. The main benefit in a restaurant is that it makes it much quicker and easier to get food on the table after the customer has ordered. But the secondary benefit is that the preparation can help to extend the shelf life of fresh produce, which is excellent for our flexibility. So how can we home cooks use this chef's secret to our advantage? So first, it allows us to prep when we have the time so that we can save time later when we're busy and stressed out. So by taking the time on weekends or on a Monday night or whenever fits into your schedule to do a little mise en place preparation, we can make it much quicker and easier to get dinner on the table when we come home from work late and everyone's hungry. And then secondly, we can prolong the shelf life of our produce. So a slow-cooked meat dish will last for a few weeks in the fridge, whereas fresh meat can only be a few days. Same goes for wilted spinach versus a bunch of fresh spinach, or like sautéed kale versus a bunch of fresh kale. So we'll cover a lot more on this. There's a whole class devoted to this called The Weekend Cook, which has a heap of recipes and for ways that you can actually do some mise en place, so like roasting vegetables or poaching chicken breasts. And then also it gives you ways that you can use those ingredients to turn them into meals. So if you've got a full membership, you'll be able to go and access that class at any time. It's called The Weekend Cook. It's in the short courses. So just a tip for you there. I should have mentioned that on the written notes, there's links to examples of mise en place from our Master Your Meal Plan class to give you some ideas of things to do. So there's things like roast root vegetables, wilted greens, cooked quinoa, roast chili harissa, a slow-cooked meat ragu, and a legume ragu. So there's a few ideas just to get you started. So now we'll move on to the last section for this video, which is the number one way to ensure you're getting enough variety in your diet. So variety well may be the spice of life, but it's also a key part of a healthy diet. The thing is, by eating a wide variety of foods, you're putting out as our eggs in as many baskets as possible and really spreading the risk that we won't get the nutrients that we need. So variety, and also that we're not eating anything harmful. Variety means that we're much less likely to eat too many things that aren't good for us. And at the same time, it also means we're less likely to miss out on essential micronutrients. So I like to think of variety as a nutritional insurance policy. Not only that, but variety keeps food and eating fun. So you've got to be happy with that. So what's the number one, what's the number one way to ensure we're getting enough variety? It's as simple as buying different types of food every week. That's it. So I used to think it was important to fit as much variety as possible into each day. And then I was talking to a nutritionist friend of mine about it. And her approach was to take a look at the longer term. So as long as you're eating different foods over a period of a week or a fortnight, then you'll be getting the variety you need. So you don't need to stress about having multiple serves of fruit and vegetables each day. So I think that's really liberating, and it's definitely made a difference to the way I eat. And that's it. So we're up to it's time to take action. So remember that you're not going to see results until you actually take the first step and change what you're doing. So action steps for this week. First step is to download your fun sheet and schedule some time to complete the exercise that's in there. It'll take a little bit longer than normal. And then step two, download your module three resource, which is my pantry checklist. So you can print that out if you like, but it just gives you an idea of just a kind of broad overview of some things that you might like to consider stocking in your pantry, in your fridge, and your freezer. But please, I don't want you to feel like you need to go out and buy everything on that list. It's just choose one or two items from each category, and kind of, if that makes sense for you, plan to get them, you know, in the next few weeks when you're out shopping. But if it doesn't make sense, absolutely don't feel pressure. And then finally, share your insights in the comments below this video. So what's coming up next? Next is module four. So we're past halfway, which is minimizing waste. So look forward to seeing you soon.